Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We want it, we need it, but the series of storms have been a bit more than we can handle. The wind has been the most damaging, toppling trees onto homes, cars, and businesses. The relentless soaking rain has saturated the ground, making the wind that much more dangerous. And the Sierra getting buried under several more inches, even feet of snow. We have a lot to cover this hour. We'll begin with the latest on the forecast. Joining us now from the National Weather Service is Corey Mueller. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What is the immediate forecast in the valley for today?
Yeah, so the steady rain will slowly move south and east as we head through the morning, but we're going to continue to see scattered showers into the afternoon and evening, and even a slight chance for a few thunderstorms this afternoon. And then we'll see another round of more widespread rain tonight into tomorrow morning. And once again, a chance for a few thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon.
We've had some brief periods of relief over the last 10 days, but it really has just felt relentless with back-to-back atmospheric rivers, especially this weekend with really strong wind gusts, trees down all throughout at least the city of Sacramento. And we don't have to go that far into hindsight to have this for this to have been a repeat. We had the same thing happen on the New Year's Eve weekend. How does the system that made its way through Sacramento over the weekend compare to the New Year's Eve storm that we experienced?
Yeah, it brought similar winds, which were very impactful, brought down numerous trees and power lines, and caused a lot of issues across the area. It did bring similar winds. We saw widespread gusts, 55 to 65. Some areas even saw gusts higher. And especially with seeing so much rain, the soils are very saturated. It actually takes less for some of these big trees to come down. And so those winds were very effective and caused tons of issues across the area. But as for winds, it was pretty similar. And we also saw periods of heavy rain with both systems.
What are the rain totals so far?
With this current system, we're up to about an inch and a half. But as for rain totals, we moved into that very active weather pattern after Christmas. We're up to over 15 inches for this water year, which started at the beginning of October. Last year, we only saw 17.1 inches for the entire water year. That's October through September. That was a 21-22 water year. So we'll likely be surpassing that potentially by the end of this week. Otherwise, as we head in over the weekend, as we're expecting more rain. And looking back at December, it was quite a wet month for Sacramento. We saw 9.52 inches of rain. That was the fourth wettest on record in Sacramento. And already for this month in January, we're up to almost 4.5 inches. So we have seen impressive rain totals over the last several weeks.
Heading up to the higher elevations, they've just been inundated with snow, and especially when it comes to road conditions. The summit has been shut down periodically due to the systems that are making its way across our area. What does the Sierra look like in terms of snow totals?
Yeah, the snowpack up in the Sierra is also quite impressive, just like the rain totals down here. Statewide, we're at 192% of average to date. For the Northern Sierra, 165%, in the Central Sierra, 196%. So the snowpack is very impressive up there, and we're going to be adding to that. We're expecting several more feet of snow just with this system currently today into tomorrow, and we'll see additional chances for snow as we head into late week into next weekend. So we'll continue to build that snowpack across the Sierra. Also, mountain travel will continue to be very difficult, especially into tomorrow. Throughout the day today and into tomorrow, we'll continue to see mountain travel issues.
Flooding is also a concern. What areas are you monitoring?
Yeah, so we are continuing to see street flooding with most of these systems as they bring periods of moderate to heavy rain. There is a flood advisory until 6 p.m. for the Sacramento area, and that is due to local street flooding. We'll also continue to see rises on creeks and streams throughout the area as we continue to see more rain. We are starting to see some main stem flooding across our rivers. The Cosumnes River at Michigan Bar is expected to go into flood stage later this evening. It will slowly go back down tomorrow, but we are going to continue to see rises across all the rivers across the area, such as the Sacramento River, will continue to rise as we add more rain to what we've already seen.
Given that we have wet weather in the foreseeable forecast and we have another system that's moving in, how does it compare with the storm that we're still recovering from?
Yeah, thankfully right now, the next storms don't look quite as strong. But we're going to continue to see rain and snow throughout them, so they are going to continue to bring impacts to the area. The soils are very saturated, so there isn't a lot of places for the water to go. It just runs off. And then also we will continue to see increased winds with each system. Right now, it doesn't look like we'll see the kind of winds that we saw on Saturday or for New Year's Eve. And I don't think any of us need to see winds like that anymore. But it is going to be breezy. And like I said, with those saturated soils, it takes less for trees to come down.
Corey Mueller with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the latest storm to hit our area. Joining us now is Lindsay Van Lanningham, spokesperson with SMUD, the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, about the latest on the efforts to restore power. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How many people are without power at this hour within your district?
Yeah, so I just checked right before we went on. We're at about 27,000 customers without power right now. We have restored power to about 90% of our customers since the last storm.
When I was looking at outages, I was impacted as well. I live in the city of Sacramento in the overnight hours this weekend. I mean, I think at a peak, I saw outages impacting 350,000 customers. Was that the peak this weekend?
Yeah, that was the peak overnight. And like I said, we were able just in the last, 24 hours to restore about 90% of those. So the remaining customers are the 27,000 that we'll be working on over the next, few days.
How did these weekend outages, nearly 350,000 customers, compare to previous severe weather events? Is this a record?
Yeah, this is a record for SMUD. This has been the most damaging storm that we've experienced, the last being in 2008. So we definitely have suffered extensive storm-related damages, poles down, wires down, most of it from the winds and the trees.
This is also impacting Sacramento City Unified School District. They said in collaboration with SMUD, they made the decision to close schools today across all campuses.
Yeah, we don't necessarily make the recommendations on what's right, for every company or school district or, things like that. But we provide them with the current situation and what we're expecting, and then we trust that they can make those decisions for themselves.
Yeah. You mentioned that you restored power to more than 90% of your customers. For the individuals and customers that remain, what areas are you monitoring?
Yeah, I mean, we have outages throughout our service territory right now. The weather, the winds, the flooding, can hamper our efforts when it comes to safety concerns for our crews. So we're out there sort of, dealing with that and making sure that we can go ahead and restore the most amount of people as possible. We are looking at, over, 210 power poles down since New Year's. So just to put it in perspective, each pole takes, at least 8 hours to replace. That's in the best of weather conditions. So we're certainly dealing with a lot out there, but our crews are working, safely. They're working as quickly as they can. We're working directly with customers who have had extended outages to make sure that we can A, communicate with them, and B, help them according to their specific needs.
Yeah, I mean, vulnerable residents need electricity. It can be life or death. What are you doing to help the most vulnerable residents who have been without power, either ongoing or periodically over the course of 7 to 10 days?
Yeah, so we've been making sure to communicate with them, constantly. The outages that we're seeing right now are from the last 24 hours. So these are not outages from New Year's. All those folks were restored. So we're working with those people, like I said, on an individual basis. We're doing things like calling them repeatedly throughout the day, giving them status updates. We've made welfare checks to their homes. We've delivered needed supplies. There have been some circumstances, where we've had customers, let's say on hospice, elderly customers, where we've had to go set up temporary power or arrange for, transportation accommodations, if they need to move, if we need to get them to a warming center, if we need to get them to a hotel. So we're definitely reaching out and working with our most vulnerable customers to make sure that, that they're safe.
Is there mutual aid? Is SMUD getting help from other agencies?
Absolutely. We have more than, or we have nearly 100 crews, you know, out working on the storm. That includes our line crews, our tree crews. You know, we have other crews that are making situations safe and stuff like that. We have brought in mutual aid crews from Modesto, from Roseville, from Redding, from WAPA, from LADWP. So it's definitely been a collective group effort, you know, to help restore our customers as quickly as we can.
When you have widespread outages, as you've experienced over the weekend, and this is the second weekend in a row with widespread power outages, how does SMUD prioritize service calls?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we prioritize them first in terms of public safety. So we're looking at things like downed poles and wires, you know, live wires. Obviously, those are a public safety concern. So we're addressing those first. Secondarily, we're looking at things like hospitals and critical flood control pumps. I think those flood control pumps, obviously, with the amount of rain and the flooding that we're already seeing, those are very, very important to our region. And then third, we look at the largest power outages. So the restoration efforts that we can do that restore the most amount of people all at one time. And then lastly, we look at those smaller scattered outages. A lot of those outages, you know, take a lot of time to repair and they restore one or two people. So that's the order that we look at in terms of our restoration efforts.
What should people do when the power goes out? And maybe even more importantly, what should they not do?
Yeah, another good question. So one of the things that, you know, safety concerns right now for customers is the downed poles and wires. We want people to assume that those are all live, that they're all energized. Don't attempt to remove any debris from the wires. We want you to call 911 and we want you to report it to us. So we will get a crew out there to make sure it's safe, keep people away, and then, you know, repair that as quickly as we can. So that's a key concern during storms. Another one is just making sure that people are heating their homes safely. You know, when they're seeing extended outages, people are getting cold. We do not want customers heating their homes with things like barbecues or hibachi grills, anything with propane. You know, those can create carbon monoxide, you know, and be deadly. So we do not want customers to do that. There are, you know, there's warming centers around town. There's accommodations that we can help with. So we certainly just want our customers to be safe.
Lindsay Van Lanningham is the spokesperson for SMUD. Thanks for the time, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the latest storm to hit our area. Joining us now is CAP Radio's managing editor of news, Nick Miller. It has been a very busy weekend for you yet again, Nick.
Yet again. And here we are yet again on a Monday morning talking about the impact of these storms.
Given that you have this really front row hindsight of these two significant weather events that hit our area in the new year, what stood out to you about the latest round of rain and wind in Sacramento?
Well, a few things. It was really different on Saturday night, Sunday morning, whereas the New Year's Eve storm, you know, there was a lot of rain, the wind picked up. Around midnight on Saturday and then into Sunday morning, we just saw these intense gusts of wind. You know, some were measured at 74 miles an hour at the airports.
It woke me up.
Yeah, and you know, those people who were woken up immediately went to social media, Twitter, Instagram, were talking about it. So just, you know, not only the sustained winds of about 25 to 35 miles an hour, but these massive gusts. And there was just this trepidation because we knew the soil was super saturated that, you know, we were going to see a lot of fallen power lines. We were going to see a lot of downed trees Sunday morning. And sure enough, when I went out at sunrise, and, you know, I think Sacramento can testify this as well, because we've seen all these videos on Instagram and TikTok. Just, I've never seen this many downed trees. I've been living in the Sacramento area since the 80s. This is pretty extraordinary. You know, the parks are devastated. You know, go to Capitol Park, Land Park, just down trees everywhere, people's homes, you know, multiple trees hitting homes. It's you know, I think Lindsay just described 210 power poles downed in the SMUD region. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, and SMUD is part of the city. But when it comes to actually the city of Sacramento, what has the city's response been?
Well, it's collaborative, local, state, right? So, but one of the things that really demonstrated, I think, the seriousness of what we're getting into over the next 10 days was, you know, Sacramento County issued an emergency evacuation order yesterday for the Wilton area, and that's really south, southeast, you know, south of Elk Grove. It's part of the Sacramento County area. Before the storm had even started, just get out, people said. Go. They launched some evacuation centers in the Elk Grove area for people to stay at. But so just this extraordinary and preemptive evacuation order. Yesterday state officials had a press availability. Governor Gavin Newsom spoke. I think we're going to play a little bit of that. But one thing he said was, you know, the worst is yet to come. So we are entering another week, another 2 weeks, according to forecasts, of just a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and a lot of really dangerous situations.
In the last 10 days, 12 people have lost their lives to these floods. 12 people. Again, more than have lost their lives, civilians, that is, to wildfires in the last 2 years.
And during that press briefing, the governor asked for federal support, which President Biden committed to this morning. What does that unlock for California?
It does a lot of things with the, you know, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, or is that an agency or administration? We'll figure that out. I apologize. But, you know, it allows them to bring in support to specific counties from Mariposa County all the way to Sacramento County. You know, people who are impacted by flooding, work on levees, additional aid and resources because, you know, we're, you know, Sacramento County is doing rescues, water rescues. Yeah. They're dealing with, you know, all kinds of flooding. I mean, if you're dealing with the highways right now, Caltrans, if you're trying to get on Business 80 at Watt right now, it's completely flooded. So, and this is something that's just going to persist throughout the week.
Yeah, and near where I live, we actually heard helicopters over the American River telling people to move to higher ground. And that got me thinking a lot about, well, I've been thinking about it throughout the duration of these storms, people who don't have shelter, who don't have stable housing. What's being done for our in-house population? There are some 10,000 people who are experiencing homelessness in the county of Sacramento alone.
Well, at the press conference yesterday, they said that's a major priority for their Health and Human Services division. One of the things I did on Sunday is I went down to the American River and sort of spent some time. And yes, the water is cresting and moving into the spillover areas and has frankly inundated the Jedediah Memorial Smith bike trail and all the other paths along the, on there. So people are needing to, if you're you know, in a tent, if you're camping near the levee, you need to move your encampment. It's very dangerous right now. I went to City Hall and spoke with individuals, too. And I don't like to necessarily interview people officially if I don't have a relationship of trust with them, if they're unhoused. But the general feedback I got is, yeah, this is extraordinary. The weather is really preventing them from getting the things that they need, like just water, right? Because I can't really venture out into the storm to go and get more water or get more food. So they were looking for some of those essential things. But then also this is better than being very cold. So, like, I can manage this because it's better than freezing weather in the low 30s or 20s.
What resources are available right now on capradio.org? I mean, it's constantly evolving and being updated, even in the overnight hours. You were up into the wee hours of the morning on Sunday.
Yeah, we have two really great resources. Our digital team and our journalists and our reporters have a storm update page, which is live now on capradio.org. And that is the sort of everything you need to know as it happens, from evacuation orders to forecasts to impacts. We also have our journalist, Janelle Salon. They're our Sacramento Communities reporter, and they have a how to prepare for the storm. There's still time to prepare. You know, we're going to see less rain starting at around noon today, and then, you know, I think through the evening we won't have any rain. So if you need to go get more sandbags, if you need to charge your phone, if you need to go to the store and get ice or some things that are going to help you get through the week, you know, Janelle has an incredible resource on our website, and there's a little window to do that, to do more preparation.
Nick Miller is Cap Radio's Managing Editor of News. Thanks for being here, Nick.
Take care.
Up next, we're going to be joined by Sacramento County's Office of Emergency Services and the state for updates on what's being done locally and statewide. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.
From Thailand again.